Do you suffer from cell phone addiction? We can help.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for March 26th, 2018. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City. Did you forget what year it was?
I don't think so. Did I say the wrong year?
No, you said the right year. I just stumbled a little bit. That's all.
That.
What's that?
I'm a stumbler. You have to point it out. Thanks.
Sorry. I'm a jerk. That's my job description. Anyway, thank you for doing that. And thank you all for listening to this week's edition. It's real simple. We're going to keep it short and simple this week because I did a series on cell phone addiction, did some research on it. And it's a thing. I was actually a regular on a show here on WGN, Milt Rosenberg, a brilliant man, psychologist. I think he was head of the psychology department for a time at the University of Chicago. And I asked him after a show, because this is in 2009, and even then you could see the influx of and the influence of smartphones. And I asked him, is this changing people? He goes, absolutely. They're already finding it changes brain chemistry and how we think and how we relate to each other. And so that always kind of stuck in my mind. And I have a very short walk to work here on the busy streets of Chicago, but still almost get run into 2-3 times a day by
right.
Someone who's not looking where they're going, and then they look up at you and you're the jerk because you
should be watching out
for them.
You see me, you're not looking at your phone.
Yeah.
Walk defensively, buddy.
So there really is such a thing as cell phone addiction. I was on a conversation this morning. I was being interviewed on WAPI FM out there in Birmingham, Alabama by Matt Murphy and Andrea Lindenberg, and they were this came up, and it turns out that she has it too. We were talking about how Janine and I will go for walks here, and I'll just forget my phone, and so will you.
Yeah,
and we don't freak out. We just go, oh, I don't have my phone. Oh well,
no big deal.
Yeah, bad news travels fast. I mean, if that's
right, we'll find out when we get home. If it's bad, it'll still be bad then.
But to her credit, Ani was saying that she actually starts to kind of get a little tremulous when she doesn't have her phone near her for any length of time. Matt Murphy was talking about the same thing. I know millions of people have the same issues.
Well, the reason you actually wrote this article was we were in church and the couple sitting in front of us, you noticed. I didn't notice it at first, but once you pointed it out, I couldn't help. They could not stop looking at their phone during the entire 45 minutes.
Yeah, right. And you could actually see the woman as well, but the guy particularly was touching, he had put the phone in his pocket and he touched it every, I'm assuming it was his phone, pretty sure it was, but he was touching it every, we timed it like every 3 minutes. He had to make sure it was there. And they brought it out. It's on an average every 7 minutes, they had to bring out their phones and look at them. And we could look over their shoulders. They weren't looking at, it wasn't a text.
Right, because I thought maybe they have some family issue and they need to keep up with it, so they're looking every so often to make sure nobody contacted them, you know, grandma's sick or something.
No, they were looking at, like, Facebook. It's like, seriously? This is, I mean, you can't, for 45 minutes?
Nope.
You cannot not look at this. So, like I said, and you found out some stuff on it as well, right, Janine?
Well, people they think that cell phone addiction or smartphones have kind of caused a rise in depression, especially in young women.
Why? Do they know what causes that? Or
I think it's that you constantly have access to this, and you're always looking at something. And other people's lives may look better on social media than yours does. Maybe one
really
reason. Well, they did find that people were happier if they actually did things with real people.
No kidding.
Kids that played sports and were involved in church and weren't looking at their phone all the time were definitely happier.
Well, the funniest thing, I mean, we live near one of the greatest art museums on the planet. And it always never ceases to amaze me. You're in front of a Van Gogh, or you're in front of the Seurat, or you're in front of any number of these great masterpieces, and people are taking friggin' selfies. So you're just going, really? You can't just sit here and let the genius of this artist flow over you.
You have to add yourself.
You have to inject yourself. It's ridiculous. So that was the whole week. And so we didn't get many comments, though, did we? Or
we got a few.
Any worth talking about?
Dog Day said, just read an article on colleges and vacation spots that are offering an app with rewards that will track how long your phone is off and reward you accordingly. One student remarked, I'm not making this up. Wow, it's amazing how much you learn when you pay attention and take notes. Slaps forehead. Yep, that's why they call it higher learning.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I have trouble. I mean, listen, I'm an artist with ADD. I have a hell of a time trying to be in the now. Janine can attest to this.
And that's what Darson54 says. I'm wondering who Stantis is projecting here. Himself, maybe? To which Robin Hood replied, probably about a third of everyone he meets.
A third? I would say probably more than a third. It is ridiculous how pervasive this is. And obviously with younger people, I mean, I think it's a generational thing. I think the fact that you and I can walk away from them for
but we didn't grow up with them.
Right.
So we have a reference of non-cell phone life.
Yeah.
Non-smartphone life that they don't have.
And that, you know, as I got older, the ADD has settled down, hasn't it?
Yes.
A little bit?
Not gone, but it has settled.
It has settled a little bit. But the thing is, it's just being here in the moment. I think that may be actually what leads to depression more than anything else, is that the moment isn't enough.
Right.
You know, dudes, seriously, you're standing, I go back to the art museum, you're standing in front of a Van Gogh masterpiece. They have a number of his pieces. One is his bedroom in Arles. The other one is, they have one of his self-portraits. And they have the Surratt. And I always want to call it Sunday in the Afternoon with George because of the musical, but that's not it, but that's what it is to me. And you can sit there and stare at that painting for 15 minutes and just be lost in it and see the details and the life that he's projecting. And the same is true of some of the other masters that they have represented there. And that's okay. That's enough for that moment.
Well, just even we've gone to many restaurants where people are sitting across from each other texting. I don't think they're texting each other.
It would be hilarious if they were.
Right. But they are definitely not paying attention to the people they're having.
Right.
And lunch or dinner with.
And yeah, at the risk of going off on old man tangent land, it's sad. It breaks my heart to an extent.
And also with the smartphone and social media, I don't think kids who are bullied can ever get away from it.
Right.
Previously, if you were bullied at school, you go home and you have that as your safe haven. And you don't have to worry about anything till you go back. But now it can follow you around constantly. And you could be bullied by people who wouldn't even normally bully you at school, just with the internet, people are just mean.
People, yeah, well, that's another subject. People are awful. Generally, people kind of suck.
And they're pretty wonderful, too.
On the internet, they can yes. suck a lot. And for no reason, just because they can be mean to somebody. I don't know. But anyway, so that was this week's. Any other comments you'd like to mention?
Dommy writes, thanks so much for the break from politics and the humor about Winslow and his phone. I've been enjoying reading Prickly City again rather than dreading what kind of political angst is going to be portrayed each day. Thanks for the chuckles.
Uh-oh. Because I've got a whole menu of stuff I'm going
to
write.
Well, it's kind of hard to avoid it. And it is a political strip.
It is
nice for you to back off once in a while.
Yeah. And, maybe I'll do it more. It seems like maybe people need it. I had an interesting conversation. Like I said, I was on the radio with Matt and Ani this morning and down in their radio station down in Birmingham. And I asked, have you ever considered just stepping away from it, even for a short period of time, just getting rid of all social media? And Matt said yes, Ani said no.
Well, also it's part of their job because they've made that it's part of your job too to do that.
Yeah, but is it? I mean, if you actually break down the numbers, ask yourself, how important is it for my comic strip and for the editorial cartoons? It doesn't necessarily drive a lot of traffic to it. The Facebook, far more than Twitter. Really haven't gotten into Instagram yet, so maybe that's another place to, you know, play. But anyway, so that's that. Anything else we want to add?
I don't think so. It's pretty
okay.
good.
Well, now I can go back to my cell phone. Thank God. Janine, thank you so much.
Well, here, I'll just tell you one thing that our kids did that it might be helpful for other people out there is our son and his wife were at the beach. And they're on this lovely vacation and realize that they were on their phones. Here's this beautiful beach in front of them. They're looking at Facebook on their phones. So they both made an active decision that the only time they will go on Facebook is at home on the desktop, not use their phone, just the desktop or the laptop or something where it's more intentional, not just I'm going to waste a little time.
Yeah.
Well, and that apparently has been very helpful for them.
Well, at the top of the show, I told you we can help, and so we have.
There you go.
That's a helpful hint to all of you, and thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We hope we held your attention. Maybe they are listening to this on smartphones, though. So actually, on Facebook, someone posted. They said, "I don't think I have a problem," he said from his iPhone. Anyway. Thank you for listening to this week's edition. Janine, thank you so much. Thank you, Brian Altimer, our wonderful producer. Thank you, WGN and WGN Plus. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you're more than welcome to. Go to Go Comics and register. It's free. You can even subscribe to the newsletter and get other great comics and cartoons. Like it if you would. I'd appreciate it. And so go to gocomics.com/PricklyCity and leave a comment. Maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. Also, if you want to just contact us directly, you're more than welcome to. Please send us an email at PricklyCity@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening to us and for reading Prickly City. And until next week, we'll see you in the funny papers.